It's time for Pabst. Pabst Blue Ribbon and the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers everywhere present for your entertainment Ben Burney the Old Maestro with all the lads and with the charming Sophie Tucker as guest star.
Give me Pabst Export Beer in the keg-lined taffy can for real, smooth, delicious flavor. That's what folks are saying everywhere. Pabst Beer in the keg-lined taffy can is better. It just has to be. Its brewery goodness is sealed in the non-refillable keg-lined taffy can. Protected from flavor-destroying light, protected from tampering, Pabst Export Beer comes to you just as Pabst made it. The result of more than 90 years of experience and strict laboratory control. All of the delicate brewery goodness is brought to you in a non-refillable keg-lined taffy can. Phone your Pabst dealer for a case of the best. Pabst in the keg-lined taffy can. And now for Ben Burney and all the lads.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This Tuesday, so it is, so it is. And it's time for the old maestro and all the lads to watch their P's and Q's. Meaning pints and quarts of good old Pabst Blue Ribbon. Well, Philadelphia is sure a great town. You know, last Saturday I went around and visited all the old places of interest. And I really got historical. Then last Sunday night, I listened to Winthrop. And really, I got hysterical, as you know. Well, once again, we greet you guys and gals from the dear old Arcadia International Restaurant. By gosh, they haven't got wise to us yet.
No, Benny. I'm the only one who's wise to you.
Why, Sophie Tucker. But, Sophie Tucker, you came in a little early. You're supposed to be introduced a little later on as guest star.
I know, old boy, but this is the third time I've been on this Pabst program, and I'm perfectly at home here. Now, Benny, you take your little fiddle and your cigar and your little heater. Go over there in the corner and relax. Go on now. Go on.
Oh, Sophie, you're certainly terrific. You know, you're looking marvelous tonight. Why, old couple, single gal, I never saw you look so slim and slender.
Thanks, Benny, old bean. I'm very happy. I'm happy because I'm getting to where I can buy something ready-made besides an umbrella.
Oh, dear. Sophie, I was just going to play.
You mean we were just going to play. Now, will you please go in your little corner and relax? Sophie's going to do all the work tonight. I'm going to lead this band.
But, Sophie, I didn't know you knew anything about the band business.
You didn't. My goodness, I know all about it.
Oh, you do, eh? Uh-huh. Well, what would you do if Dick DeVille got sick with the flu and had to stay home?
That's easy. I'd just get a substitute.
Yeah? But suppose Colonel Manny Traeger got sick, too, at the same time with the flu and had to stay home. What would you do then?
Don't be silly. I'd get another substitute.
And what if Mickey, the old fiddle player, got the flu, too, and had to stay home?
I could always get another substitute.
Now, wait a minute, Sophie, gal. Where are you going to get all these substitutes?
Well, where are you going to get all this flu?
Ah. Well, tell me, what would happen if I got sick and had to stay home?
What did you say?
I said, what would happen if I got sick and had to stay home?
This program would get a lot of new listeners.
Yeah. Say, Sophie, you're doing a lot of ribbon tonight.
Well, isn't this the Pabst Blue Ribbon program? All right, boys, one, two.
Thank you. was Dick...
I know. That was Dick Seville's arrangement of Lulu's back in town.
Why, Sophie, you're reading my mind.
No, Ben, old boy, I'm reading your script.
Oh. Sophie, I'd like you to meet one of our new lads. A curly-headed scoundrel who sings. Ray Hendricks. Come on over here, Ray, you rascal. I want to present you. This is Miss Sophie Tucker.
How do you do, Miss Tucker?
He's very polite. And a very handsome young man.
Thank you, Tucker. I think you're beautiful.
Oh, isn't he nice? Benny, I like your new lad very much. He thinks I'm beautiful. There's just one thing he needs.
What's that, Sophie?
Glasses.
Oh.
All right, Ray, I'll forgive you. Because you're going to sing that slow song that concerns two of my dearest friends, Irving Berlin and Fred Astaire. A song from Top Hat.
Yes, Sophie. Make him sing that California Chamber of Commerce song.
What's that?
Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes, it's a lovely day. Lovely thing from Jubilee. Me and Marie. Me and Marie. Napoleon and Josephine.
Samson and Delilah.
Amos and Andy.
Me and Marie.
Yes, and don't forget Sophie and Benny. On Saturday night, when my work is through, I always call on Marie. Then we hop on a bicycle, this for two, and hurry down to the sea. We pull around and we do every little thing, with both of your eyes open wide. But you ought to see me and Marie by the sea, and by the old seaside. You ought to see little me and Marie by the old seaside. By the hole till we set, and we set, and we set, till we get set out by the tide. You may have been to Paris, and had both of your eyes opened wide. Oh, but you ought to be me and Marie by the old seaside. You ought to see little me and Marie by the old sea shore. Oh, by the ocean you blew, we will and we go, till the clock says quarter past four.
The old, the old.
Say, you've seen this guy, Clark Gable? He charms the ladies by hundreds and more. Oh, but you ain't seen nothing. Did you see me and Marie by the old sea shore? You ought to see little me and Marie by the old sea coast. By the ocean, by heck, we neck and we neck, till it comes the dawning almost. You've heard how this gal, Jean Harlow, is so hot like a fresh piece of toast. Oh, but you ought to see me and Marie by the old sea coast.
Sophie, our announcer is missing. The announcer isn't here. Mr. Begley, Graham. Mr. Begley.
Oh, him. I sent him out to get me a sandwich.
You did? Oh, my gosh, no, we need it. He's supposed to sell a little beer at this point.
Well, what's the matter with you and me? We both went to school. We both can read. Come on. Tucker and Bernie, we'll sell this beer. Go on, start it off, Benny.
Well, if you're looking for something delicious for lunch, take it from Bernie and listen here.
Take it from Tucker. He's got a hunch. You're thinking of Pat, Blue Ribbon Beer.
Take it from me. I can pick a winner. Meal time is time for Pat. Yowza.
Take it from me. Lunch, supper, or dinner. There's no beverage better. Yowza.
Take it from me.
Wait. Just a minute. It's my line. One for all the women. Now listen. If you've got a good man, treat him fine. Give him more than hugging and kissing. Give him the most of the best. Tonight or tomorrow, not later. And your married life will start the tester with Pat in the refrigerator. Well, Maestro, I guess that'll hold him.
Sophie, I believe you've sold him.
Hey, Maestro, the announcer is back.
Here you are, Miss Tucker. Here you are. Here's that sandwich you sent before.
Thank you, Mr. Be- wait a minute. Just a minute. I wonder if you'd go out and get me a bottle of Pat. You want to know something? I even sold myself the idea.
Say, Sophie, that was some smart selling, old gal, old thing, old thing, old thing. I'm sure my bosses like this, wherever they're listening in.
You mean your bosses in Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee, Peoria, wherever they're playing pinochle. But wherever they are, I know they're waiting to hear a song from Public Sweetheart Number One.
There's nothing I'd like better than to sing for PB Number One.
What do you mean, PB Number One?
Public Beer Number One.
Oh, Sophie, that's a beautiful compliment. You're terrific. Gosh, you are. I hear you created a furore in New York, Sophie. Tell me, old gal, how did you find good old Broadway?
How did I find it? Why, I just walked across 42nd Street, and there it was.
Oh.
You know, Benny, a funny thing. A taxi almost hit me, for I was in a trance. I ran before a gypsy. I took an awful chance. But the only thing that hit me was such a sweet romance that I'll tell my story here and now. What and when and where and why and how. The traffic was terrific, and we were caught between a truck that had no conscience and a reckless limousine. I asked him for assistance. He helped me cross the way. Oh, the traffic was terrific that day. My heart felt kind of funny. I leaned against his arm, and then he turned his eyes to me, and that's what did the harm. We both got kind of giddy, and started into sway. The traffic was terrific that day. A cab went zooming by, it made me cry. I squeezed his arm so tight, and
So we asked if he could see me safely to my home. Now safely to my home, he sees me every single night. It's just a noisy cottage, as noisy as the street. But we can hear our love song in the tramp of tiny feet. The kitty cars and scooters, they have the right of way. Cause the traffic was terrific that way. Oh, the traffic was terrific, just like bees on the hive. I've never been so jostled, I'm thankful I'm alive. They pushed and milled around me, I almost lost my way. The traffic was terrific that day. My arms were full of bundles, my hat was on my neck. I lost a shoe, not black and blue, till I looked like a wreck. To save my life, I couldn't get on my knees to pray. And the traffic was terrific that day. A seething, frenzied mob were on the job to get their prize or die. My mind went blank, and then as I clutched at the air, my hand shot out and grabbed the thing that I went there to buy. Dressed up as a bargain, when I appreciate, from $2 it was marked down to $1.98. It proves that advertising, a sale will always pay. Oh, the tripping was terrific that day.
Terrific, Sophie, terrific. Terrific, terrific. But Sophie, they're not going to let you get away without singing another song. I insist. I'd like to have you do something, Sophie, that you've been identified with all your life in show business. The dramatization of a song. I know you've never done this before on a commercial broadcast, but Sophie, please, do one for me, will you?
Teddy, I shall be glad to.
Tonight, Miss Tucker has selected, I'm waiting for ships that never come in. For this presentation, we take you backstage in a theater where Miss Tucker, Ben Burney, and Ted Shapiro, her accompanist, are appearing. Miss Tucker, the old maestro, and Mr. Shapiro are in the throes of a poker game. The cards have been dealt and bids made.
All right, I'll call you, Ben. What have you got?
Aces up.
That's good.
Hello? Yes, this is the green room.
Who?
Yes, she's right here. It's for you, Sophie.
Pardon me, boys, pardon me. Hello? Yes. Oh, hello, dear, hello. What a surprise. You calling? What's on your mind? See. You've decided to leave and thought it would be easier to say goodbye over a telephone. Thanks for your thoughtfulness. I suppose it's silly to ask you if there isn't something I could do or say to make you stay. There isn't. Well, I'll still give you the satisfaction of knowing that your going hurts me terribly. Oh, I know it doesn't matter to you. Perhaps you can't help it. But even though I'd seen it coming and expected it, I just couldn't make myself believe it would ever happen. And each word is like a knife in my heart. It's all right, my dear. It's all right. Don't say you're sorry. I don't want any sympathy. It's a poor substitute for happiness. Goodbye.
Here's your hand, Miss Tucker.
Feel me out, boys. I don't think I'm going to play anymore tonight.
Why not?
I just don't feel like playing.
Oh, come on. You know you pay us to play for you. We pay you to play with us. You always win. Gee, if I were as lucky as you, I'd play cards for a living.
You're very funny. You call me lucky because I win a few pennies at cards?
Sure it's luck. You're only putting on an act because I said you were lucky.
Maybe I am acting, Teddy. You know, you don't realize that you are really and truly acting after the curtain comes down. Perhaps you have never heard anyone say, all the world is a stage. Life is only a drama of dreams. It's at birth, we start. Each one plays a part. That fate chooses for us. It seems. Now I'm just a dreamer whose dreams go astray. They call me the fool in the play. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. Watching and waiting in vain.
that life call me sea. Holds nothing for me but broken dreams and shattered sea. With each day of sorrow, I love to pretend one more tomorrow and waiting will end. I'm waiting for ships that never come in. That deck of cards. Life is a game of poker, and happiness is the pot. Old Daddy Time is the dealer. You gamble if you like it or not. You get your five cards in the cradle. The gamble begins then and there. Some of us get all the aces, while others not even a pair. You're as nice if you're lucky, born with a hand that is fat, the old silver spoon in the cradle, and everything right off the bat. Sometimes it makes you wonder, and you can't help but feel that the game isn't quite on the level. There's something wrong with the deal. But there's no use kicking and squawking. No one you can blame. You pick up the cards that they give you, and you go right on with the game. You start in to draw, to better your hand and win. You figure, you plan, and you puzzle, while fate looks on with a grin. Some take a chance at bluffing, stake everything that they've got on a dinky little four flush. Sometimes it wins the pot. Others break up openers to draw for a little straight. They know what a chance they're taking. After all, fate. Some can't help playing crooked against all good advice, but they seldom get away with it. In the end, they pay the price. But most of us play straight poker. I tell you folks, it's hard when you're sitting with both ends open and you can't draw the winning card. I've always been a failure, my hand is always a mess, and I simply cannot make a winning in the gamble of happiness. So I pray to you, dear God up above, to send me my ship with happiness and love. I'm so tired of watching the place. Waiting for ships that never come in. I wonder where they can be.
Lovely, Sophie. Nice work. Beautifully done. Gosh, Joe, I wish that I had a lot of money. You know what I'd do? I'd sponsor a program just so that I could listen to you sing so often. And now from the big broadcast, Billy Wilson is going to do Double Trouble. You know, Sophie, you know my idea of Double Trouble? Meeting Winchell twice in the same alley.
Business too. My reason couldn't stop, my heart ain't big enough for this. I can talk with her. I can walk with her. Even swim with her. But I can't go on a honeymoon with her. That's my trouble. Double trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm a crazy old fool trying to be true to you.
Without a word of warning, we go into Without a Word of Warning. A Stupid Night, starring my old pal, Maybe we can persuade Ray Hendricks to sing a bit of a vocal.
Yes, yes.
Same time, a lot of conveniences for you. Get a case of Pabst in the Keg Line tap can. You pay no deposit, save no bottle. Flat on top and bottom, you can stack tap cans compactly in the refrigerator. You will agree it's the handiest way to have beer in the home. But most of all, watch friend husband when he drinks it. He'll enthuse about the fine flavor. When you serve Pabst Export beer in the sealed non-refillable Keg Line tap can, you're serving beer with all its brewery goodness. Pure, wholesome, and delicious.
Next week, your ears, ladies and gentlemen, the two of my old pals, Block and Sully, our guest star. Comes now the time to lend your ears. Au revoir. Pleasant dreams. And if I may add, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Until next Tuesday, when possibly you all may tune in again. It's the old motto, always young. Au revoir, this is Dan Brennan, ladies and gentlemen, and all the lads. Wishing you a bit of pleasant dream. May good luck and happiness, success, good health, good cheer attend your team.
Sorry, Ben. The Pabst Blue Ribbon program reaches you each week at the same time through the National Broadcasting Company.